It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 652.
Happy Sunday, you absolute gronks. What's going on?
What's look, happening? I'm just recovering.
What? Oh, yeah, my God. You mean, I mean, I just love that you posted a photo of you sweating. Yeah, I mean, you can't say the old joke that people used to say, but that's what I would be saying if it was back in the day.
Well, the thing is that I didn't post that photo.
Who posted that photo?
That was 97. He took a photo of me on FaceTime and I thought, I would have him in the actual shot, but it has cut him out. Do you think?
Like, I think Mr. 97's new nickname, King of No Context.
Yeah. Not only King of No Context, King of getting people in their worst. Every shot that you ever post, Sevs, is horrendous.
Is there a way for you to pull up a photo for our YouTube viewers of that?
We will eventually. Oh, look, mate, we're doing it in
one
time.
One day at a time. I mean, I can just pull it up on my phone right now. Actually, I'm going to do that because we need to show people what we're talking about. Because it is, I mean, it's you at your best or your worst.
But Sevs, I think what is it with you sort of posting off photos of people?
Well, I mean, that one's not too bad. It could have been worse.
But do you think that, like, you don't look at timing? Oh, there we go. Oh, it's a little bit just, yeah, that's quite, it's quite horrendous, isn't it? Thank you to Bree, by the way, who's just providing me with a Mocha Master coffee. Just quickly, Breezer. She's not ready for camera. Sure. Oh, she's not ready for camera. Hang on. Oh, she doesn't know how good the coffee is going to be because it was her first attempt on her own with the Mocha Master.
Right. Take what you can get in these times. I'll tell you what.
So the shit
But anyway, yesterday you danced for an hour straight. Very proud of you, mate. Mm. Absolute stellar effort. Well done.
Yeah. I reckon I could have definitely done 2 hours.
You literally went Rocky Balboa. 1 minute you've got a jumper on, next minute you've got a jacket and a jumper on. Mm-hmm. You just went for the whole sweat fest. You thought you were prepping for a fight, trying to drop weight.
Well, do you think like the hard thing that I realized sort of very early on was what is the difference between dancing and just moving your body?
You were doing it ranged from robot into the Wiggles into DJing, like a pretending to DJ into just what looked like a seizure. It was great, mate. I love it.
Did you do you were going to do some exercise. Did you do your 10?
Yeah, I did my 10. I know it. No one got back to it. Sevs, you owe me 10, bro.
You didn't tag anyone.
I tagged 10 people.
I tagged 10 people. I went up because I didn't get anything.
Yeah, Dad, I think you fucked it.
No, you've cooked it. You've pulled a Ramble. Ramble did the same thing. He tagged the Daily Talk Show.
Tagging is very difficult. I actually saw someone the other day that did probably 10 stories for a brand, and every single one of the tags weren't clickable. And I was like, wouldn't you be spewing if you had to do it all again?
Oh, mate, you'd have to. I'm having to now go into our archives because I definitely did 10. I tagged Elon Musk and I tagged Seth Godin which I found. Yeah, I thought it was funny because I was running.
He's not even on Instagram anymore. That's actually like a fan account.
Yeah, well, I hope that fan does 10 push-ups, but I nominated him.
No, but the seriously.
I can put it up again, but I did. And someone's taken 10. It down. Where is it?
Where? On what? Because it's on the Daily Talk
I did
Talk
it on
Instagram.
Our – on the Daily Talk Show Instagram, and it's gone.
No one's taken it down. I'm sorry.
No one's taken it down. But anyway.
But I did wonder about the copyright stuff. I was noticing that every half an hour, the Insta Live got taken down because I was playing so many bangers.
Oh, really? Do you think it was because of the copyright music?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, definitely. Unless my dance moves are copyrighted, but yeah, it was all the music that I
or criminal, and it was a report.
Yeah, there was enough reports.
Instagram.
But Sevs, like, are you? Because not only have you posted terrible photos of me, the photo that you posted for Friday night drinks, I reckon there's not a single person that looked their best in that photo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Let me have a look. I mean, okay. Look, that was so, a quick, yeah.
Go.
That was a quick one. Like I was just, it wasn't. I didn't even think I looked at the photo. To be honest, I think
can
I,
you
I just
how
took it.
Oh, even God. Grace has commented about it. Like it is horrendous.
I look absolutely atrocious.
Because I feel like there is a bit of a standard. When I was working in radio, when you've got talent, you need to make sure that the talent looks good. And you haven't even considered what people look like in that photo.
You just got to smile more.
No, shit, it's got nothing to do with me and everything to do with you.
One technique, I mean, this we could try this with Sevs because he is a child. With Bodhi, Josh, I've been noticing reverse psychology. You know, you hear about it. You mm-hmm. hear people using it. Oh, my God, does it work with my son? It's out of control. Like, if I want him to do something, I just tell him. Like, and it can be outrageous. It can be like, Bodhi, don't you dare go over and get into your bed and go to sleep. Like, he's like, I will do it. And he walks. Really? He thinks it's hilarious, but he does everything I say when I do it in reverse. So,
I mean,
is
that going to become a bit of a problem in the future?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I wanted to get a photo of him with his sunglasses on and he wouldn't. I was like, can you put your photo sunglasses on and take a photo? And he's like, no. And then I just said, don't you dare put your sunglasses on. Don't you dare. And he starts smiling and putting his little glasses on. It's so funny. I'll try and get a video.
Is it how long before it becomes annoying?
Oh, it's already a bit annoying because I know it's not like a strategy that you can – really keep pushing for years and years. I've just found the loophole in his little brain. So what could I get him to do for us? Don't you dare post good photos of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Good screen. So
it could backfire. I mean, like you could say, Bodhi, don't you dare be quiet during the recording of the Daily Talk Show. And then if all of a sudden it doesn't access that same part of the brain, we're in big trouble.
He just loses it. Mm. Hey, Sevs, another thing for you, mate. I know this is – we just don't want to tear you down. The Adventure Club has, you know, fallen over. So I'm picking up the ISO Hacks Club, which is basically the Life Hacks Club but in ISO. And so I've got a few that I've taken note of today that I want to reel off to the Gronks.
Wait,
and it's
so
all
can
about
we just –
living that ISO life.
And so you are taking over. Is this sort of some sort of overthrow?
Just for, no. So, yeah, that is funny. It is just for us for today. I haven't even thought overthrow, but if you tell me not to overthrow, I will overthrow. So if you – like I'll do the opposite of whatever you say.
You're just like Bodhi. So what are your tips?
I'm just like
– what's your hacks?
No, so this is just for today. I'm trying to inspire a young fella to pick up the – Life Hack Club because it's really accessible in isolation. So here's my first ISO hack. WhatsApp, if you've got it,
use it.
Good on you. Use it. If you don't have it, download it. But then what you do is you go open your browser and type in oz.gov.au/WhatsApp and you click on that and it opens you up to a message feed in WhatsApp. I don't know. It's been created by Facebook and Atlassian. That's what the ScoMo said. But it gives you like this list and you can type in a number that's from the list and press send and it'll send back all the info relating to the list.
What's
so number
example?
One is latest news is number one, latest numbers, and this is all coronavirus, number two. So check your symptoms, number three. So if I just type in two to get some numbers, it just like sends it straight back. Be-doom. And it's just gone vibrate. Okay, Australia, we've got in total as of 6 a.m. this morning, 3,800 cases. It's pretty interesting. And then you press zero again.
Can you order an Uber Eats or something through it as well?
I wish. Maybe this is where you get your cash. Mm. You just type in how much money you want from the gov and they'll send it to you. But it is, yeah, share this WhatsApp channel. I'm going to do that nine. Who can I share this to? Here you go. And then you copy the link. And all right, I'll send it to you boys.
Great.
Anyway, so that's number one. Number two, you mentioned this, Josh. Remember how you're like phone calls, you're calling through and it's saying, you know, this is congested.
Yeah.
What is it? Like this line's congested, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Currently congested or whatever. Yeah.
So it's just heaps of Gronks calling their mums all dads.
But it doesn't impact data, so you could use FaceTime audio or any of these stuff.
So thanks for revealing my hack. But I don't think many people would go there.
That was a hack. I just thought it was.
Dude, I'm on the phone to my brother. Mm-hmm. Remember how we were in the car speaking to my brother? His phone's a piece of shit for some reason. It must be either...
Didn't he buy your phone?
No, that's my other brother.
Okay.
But sure. I don't think I was speaking
but
to
your other brother,
Karim.
Mikey's connection. He's
horrible.
Oh, so Ant bought your phone.
Ant bought my iPhone 10. But my point is if you're having
an iPhone 11
a conversation...
Now?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for bringing
how's
that
it
up.
Going?
It's amazing. Let me get back to my hack. Yeah, if you are having shit conversations with people because it's going out of reception, use FaceTime audio. Or you could probably use WhatsApp, like WhatsApp
audio. It's much higher quality as well because it's over the internet.
WhatsApp is?
No. FaceTime audio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
I would say
one.
Like at least five times better.
I think the thing is, Josh, the filter for you is like mm-hmm. it's dumb. Because why wouldn't you know that?
Sure.
But the reality is so many people would be on the phone going, how bad is this reception?
No.
Like,
no,
why don't
I
we
agree.
Bin? Why don't we bin phone? Why don't we bin it?
Bin it.
Why don't we bin it?
Could
bin
that be canceled. A segment? I feel
bin
like
the
we could
towers.
Do a segment.
Why can't we bin the towers? Why should we have bad reception?
The towers is how the data gets there as well.
Actually, let's not bin the towers. Yeah. Let's bin people making phone calls over whatever that the telephone communication.
Yes,
bin radio too. You can't have bad reception. If you're in a car and you hear I've transitioned to bin it now. Yeah. Bin radio. I'm
just
furious.
The technology or because we've got a lot of mates in radio. I'm feeling sort of
No. Bin the technology, but keep paying Jason PJ, please.
Okay, great.
I'm happy with that. Just keep paying Kate. Keep paying anyone who's associated with
Gaundy?
Radio and they're our friend. Gaundy, no. Don't pay. Love you, Gaundy. The other one, Josh, I was thinking about it. You know how you've gone off deodorant?
I actually went back on.
Okay, no, but this could be – I'm still on, but this is the thing I'm thinking. I'm going to shave my underarms. I think it's like my hair is where I fucking fall over. Can we get
actually,
some
is
confirmation?
Is that true, though? Is that what's causing it?
Well,
so
I mean,
definitely holds bacteria, the hair. Let's
pull that up, mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think I was – when I thought, especially yesterday, because I did the big workout, and I am I'm not comfortable. You know, I was talking about like picking my T-shirt. I'm just feeling like a little bit fucking sensitive about my body. I've got some body image issues. And
is
so
that why you wore a jumper?
Well, I wore it for the branding. I like to say that, but I also just prefer. I feel like I'm just picking at myself when I wear the T-shirt. And so when I started wearing the jumper, and then there was a lot of feedback, including my mum, who loves anytime there's some sort of feedback, she'll get right into it. And she said,
what'd she say?
Well, she was telling me to take my hoodie off, which was fair.
Oh.
A lot of people were, but then I doubled down and ended up putting on an extra hoodie.
Yeah. I mean, that looked like a snow jacket.
worn
that ever?
Well, you know how when you, especially if you fluctuated in weight, because I used to be 120 kilos, got down to 85, I don't know what maybe I'm at 95 now, I don't know. I haven't weighed myself in a bit. But you have a huge range of clothes. And so this is my, if I'm feeling horrendous or if it's a Saturday night and I just, you know, want to watch some Netflix, then that's what I do.
What do you
can
do
I just
at
quickly,
night?
Can I just quickly mention the tech stuff very quickly?
Tech stuff. Yeah, are you adding another ISO hack in? Because you've got good ISO hacks. You'd have
well,
some good
the,
tech
the party, on. The this the whole party room or the party house or the house party.
Yeah, God, he's never been to the.
It's fucked. House party. I just don't understand how it works.
Why?
I added all these people. Well, what I was trying to work out is how close do I need to be if I'm adding someone to house party. Is it the equivalent of inviting them to my house?
No. I mean, are you just not getting invited or not? People aren't accepting your invitations?
No,
to
I get
your
things
party?
Where it's like Leon's at the house. I'm like, oh, okay, That's cool, but I don't want to enter the house if other people are in the house. Do you know,
mate, if you're struggling with this and you're in isolation,
do you understand it? I don't get it.
Mate, just rock up, just walk in, just press the button, get in.
And so, is the idea that you don't know who is in the house?
I haven't used it, but I'm just saying, who gives a shit if you've got if Leon's having a party.
Well, I don't know, because the thing is that I've also added lots of different mates that are sort of, I've got areas or sort of sections of mates and I don't necessarily connect them. So like how would Jason Fox go with a party with Leon? I don't know.
That right there is a chat roulette match. It's just like they've just somehow landed on each other. Yeah. I don't know who has their dick in their hands, but
definitely. Chat roulette, because they have a lot of dicks.
I think it's safe to assume that you're going to enter into a party with people there. It's not going to be be one-on-one. There are just going to be people that you wouldn't have met before, Leon's friends or whatever.
And so if he starts the party, I guess all of his friends
are there. Yeah. So you would join a bunch of people.
So I'll put my username out there because I couldn't get Josh Jansen. So I got Josh the Gronk.
That's great.
Was at Gronk available or no?
No.
You would have tried that, surely.
No, it was taken.
Wow. Gronkowski. He's got it. Him and his team have got it. I saw someone sending out a Zoom sort of the code and you just type it in. It's like the username and key. And you get in. And so someone was just having drinks, but it is phenomenal what is going on Instagram, online. It's at the moment.
My life hasn't changed that much in regards to my evenings.
Last night we had a fire out the front of our house with our neighbor.
Like a good fire or like one that you had to call the fire brigade?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not one that we called the fire brigade. One that I made.
Started.
And... Yeah, and we had it out. It was just out on a little grassed area within our, little housing area. It was great. It was like on the driveway. It's awesome. And wind dropped off, just sitting around having dinner. It was lovely. I was thinking, it definitely is bringing – I don't think we would have done the fire out the front if it wasn't for what is happening at the moment.
When are we going to see content specifically for the fire?
Yeah, this week. Let's do a – well, I mean – I could have it. I could do it.
Could you bring it indoors?
Definitely not.
I mean, you could. You'd just absolutely smoke out the house. Absolutely not. It would smell like what happened when we moved in here. Just the last tenants just punching durries.
Really? Was that what was going on?
Oh, the owners that are now trying to sell it were punching durries. Oh. It's and I said, this is the cheekiness. I said to the real estate agent when we walked in, I said, does it smell a bit like smoke or is that just me? And she said, no, I can't smell it. And it was just a slight sort of hint of just people punching gaspers.
I hate that. Like if I go to a hotel and I can smell cigarette smoke, even just a whiff, I ask to be moved straight away.
You call the cops.
Yeah, 000. 911 if I'm in the States. No, I've done it multiple times and to the point where we've been moved 3 times. It's the one area. Also, bleach. If it stinks like bleach, I'm like, what the fuck? What has happened in this room, you know?
Who has killed who?
Yeah. Yeah.
We literally mopped our floors with bleach yesterday.
What's been going on, Dexter?
Who did you kill?
Can we talk about the potato seed?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I was downstairs and I hear Chairman and my brother Sam talking upstairs. And so Dad went to Bunnings yesterday and he picked up a few planter boxes because we're going to like grow like herbs and stuff. And anyway, so he's talking to Sam and he's like, I've just bought 8 kg of potato seeds.
8 kilograms.
And we're just like, mate, do you realize how much 8 kg, like seeds, like think about 8 kg of seeds. Mm-hmm. That is outrageous.
It is.
And so we couldn't believe, and like that'd fill up the whole planter box anyway. But then we realized that a seed's actually a potato.
Wait, so I don't understand this. So what I took from the text message from you is that the if you want to plant potatoes, you just put a potato in the ground.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Hang on. I didn't know this. You put a whole potato.
I hope you get more than one back. Because if you're just getting one, you're literally just putting potatoes in the ground and digging them up. What's the deal?
No, well, I think I don't know if you can just get the potatoes straight from Coles or whatever and put them in, but yeah, there are little seeds that grow off the actual potatoes, and so you have to have a potato planted in the ground or whatever, and then the seed will grow off it.
And so, how many potatoes could? So 8 kilos of potato creation. How many seeds is that?
I have no idea. I didn't even realize that we're going to plant potatoes.
And so why do you think he bought that? Were the potatoes on special? And is it just not buying a bag of potatoes?
I don't know. I think he was at Bunnings, so potentially there. But, I mean, doomsday, I don't know.
Can you do a photo? Can you take a photo? Because I'm just curious. Are they just in a bag? And they're just potatoes? Just a
sack of potatoes.
I think so. Yeah, I'll take a photo. I'll find out.
Well, can you use an avocado seed and then just grow an avocado tree?
Yeah.
From the thing that's inside? Can you?
It takes a while, though, I'm sure.
Well, you can't just use a watermelon seed to just grow a watermelon tree.
Why not?
Can you? How do you know, Josh?
I don't.
I don't think it would work. It'd have to be the right – I mean – growing an avocado tree. I mean, who's got the room to grow these things in the first place at the moment? Can we take a minute for the studio apartment owners at this moment in these lockdowns? Seriously, yeah, I mean, they're in one room. You thought it was a smart investment buying a studio apartment. You bought a jail cell at this point.
But maybe they're renting. Maybe that's all they can afford.
Well, yeah, you're renting a jail cell at this point. It's an expensive jail cell because studios are still like $320 or something in Melbourne.
I'm literally watching a video of someone preparing an avocado seed to grow.
They've literally just split it up, put it in water.
Also, they've scraped all the They've scraped all the brownish husk off it, and then they've just stuck it in water, and something's just growing out the bottom.
I think avocados are going to be too hard. I mean, if growing avocados was an easy thing, everyone would be doing it.
I mean, it sounds like no one knew about the potato thing. Well, we didn't.
Well, we could. But
you just
to be honest,
drop a potato.
The biggest secret in life, I think, is how easy cooking actually is. That's
the biggest secret in life has been the guy from that Tiger documentary. The moment that's just been revealed. Have you been watching it, Josh?
No, so I'm watching it tonight, and I've asked Sevs, are you going to watch it tonight, do you think, Sevs?
Maybe not. Potentially, we'll see.
Are you and Grace watching something? Have you got something sorted?
Yeah, we're doing a Netflix party.
How's the Netflix party thing going?
Well, it's weird. We haven't figured it out yet, so we literally just did 1, 2, 3, play or whatever. The Netflix party thing, like, it disconnects people, and it's a bit... Yeah,
you're doing Joe Rogan Fight Companion, just putting a little time code up the top for watching UFC. Quite in joke, Josh. You probably didn't get that one. But JJ, the target, like it's set. You've got 7 hours of content tonight. Is that what you're planning on doing?
I thought it was. Bree's not going to be happy.
Is it seven hours? Is it a docu series?
Yeah, it's a series.
Oh no! I said to Bree, she said, "Is it a series?" I said, "No, it's a single." feature," and she was absolutely pumped.
No, Tiger King on Netflix, 40 to 45 minute episodes, which is pretty standard.
So this is the guy that Louis Theroux
did a video on. Josh.
Okay.
7 eps. Yes, I did see that. Louis Theroux got in first, but dude, you were going to love. I love how it's one of those ones where it'd be you kind of get a sense you know who the filmmaker is, the guy who's directing it. And they sort of use him to narrate, and he's in bits of it. But I just love how they leave in the bits where, like, the people they're filming are telling the camera crew what to do. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, one of the bits is, like, you guys go around the front. I'll come to the front door and I'll open it and say, hey, welcome. And he's like, okay, great. And then they leave all those bits in there. So it's just like this sort of you're seeing behind
it's very meta.
Behind the curtain. Yeah, it's awesome. It's
how much have you watched of it?
Just the first episode, watching the second tonight. I did the same thing, Josh. I was like, this is one show, one episode, or one, you know, feature length docker.
Well, the Making a Murderer, everyone was raving about that. I couldn't get through it. But The Jinx, on the other hand, The Jinx, which was an HBO doco, which was about Robert Durst. Sevs, do you know about this?
No, the only HBO doco I know is Chernobyl. That was good.
Well, they make more than that.
Robert has, I think the court case has been adjourned postponed at the moment. Is that what's happening?
Yes, yeah, so something's happening in that area. I was watching New York's about to get a big hospital ship. Did you see that?
No. What do you mean, like a cruise ship pulling in?
Well, no, it's not like the military hospitals that are on the the ships. I was watching. I'm subscribed to the White House on YouTube, and yeah, it's great.
yeah, Trump. What's up, guys?
Exactly. Back again. Make sure you like and subscribe. Press the bell. But by the way, if you actually do like the our YouTube content, you can turn on the bell.
We'll send you notifications. Mm-hmm. To start watching us live.
And so, Sevs, what were you going to say? You were going to say something?
No, just on the hospital ship, they're expected to hold around 1,000 hospital beds.
Which is 1,000?
Fair few. Yeah, each. And so there are meant to be two ships.
Mm-hmm. For New York City, though, the amount of people they've got there, that's to say 1,000 people needing ICU or like needing to life support or the, what is it? What are they
using? Ventilators. I actually want to learn about ventilators. I don't know anything about ventilators, but go on.
They help you breathe. They pump small amounts of oxygen into your lungs. It looks full on. Have they all got
I saw a bunch of people wearing the they've actually got it around their face. Have you seen that?
I think that's an isolation thing. They're trying to prevent people like respiratory stuff from getting out and into the
really?
Air. I think that's what it
is. So that's not actually connected to the ventilator stuff.
I think if you wanted to use a ventilator, you could literally just have a mask on your mouth.
That's what I thought. And so that's when I saw Josh, all these
people. Here you go. A ventilator, also known as a mechanical ventilator, respirator, or breathing machine, is a life support treatment that helps people breathe when they can't breathe on their own. This machine gets oxygen into the lungs and the body and helps to get rid of carbon dioxide through the lungs.
Pretty handy.
It's full on. I mean, it's very handy in a time like this.
I wonder if that's like we see the drips or whatever, people starting to go and they get vitamins put in their arm IV. In Los Angeles, IV drips.
Absolutely not.
I wonder if it'll be a status symbol, you have a ventilator at home.
Absolutely not.
Netflix.
It's connected to the patient through a tube placed into their mouth or nose and inserted into the windpipe, a process known as intubation. In some cases, patients have surgery to have a hole made in their neck and a tracheotomy or trach tube is inserted through the hole to the trachea. The ventilator then blows gas consisting of air plus oxygen if required into the patient's lung. So no one's
No, no one's buying a ventilator. I mean, I reckon I'm pretty – I don't have many fears, I don't think, but I am a little bit scared of the hospital, I think.
Of the potential of having
– Just going to the
getting
hospital.
Getting it
and having to go to hospital. Yeah, just in general. Like I've said that to you guys, that if I was to get really sick, if I was to get cancer or whatever, I reckon I'd be the type of gronk to be like, ah, fuck it. I can't be fucking chemo shit.
No, you cannot do that. You can't do that. It's too. This is.
Is that just selfish? Do you think that's selfish?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Think about Brie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious what happens if you don't. If you die. Yeah.
What you can opt. People can opt not to have chemo, things like that. But who in their right mind's doing that?
Well, I guess no. But you just see how sick. Like I get scared of being sick. Like, like I fear vomiting. I hate vomiting.
Oh, there's a name for that. It's
you'd actually is a fear. You have a fear for it, or you just don't.
A baby just like, doesn't like it. Is that different?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you're scared of it, then that's completely different from not liking it. No, I don't think anyone likes vomiting.
But I used to date a girl who couldn't vomit, like hadn't vomited. It was like
gag reflex.
No, not that, you sick fuck. There actually has a thing. It is something people who can't.
Just underlay on my own joke, because that's not what that necessarily, like, it doesn't have to mean that.
Yeah, but coming from you, mate, it means exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, why some people do that video.
Yeah, so yeah, what Sevs is talking about is we just released our new video, and no, we are joking. There is that joke that everything, like, I get very excited when a new video comes out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, go on. Some people just can't vomit. So there you go. Yeah. What were you saying, Sevs?
Just the phobia is called emetophobia. Yeah.
Emetophobia. Yeah, and
overwhelming anxiety pertaining to vomiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I do have that, but also I just get so paranoid. Last night I ate for dinner we had a really nice lamb pie, and I had we got it from Oasis Bakery the other day, and it was in the fridge. But we cooked it, so it wasn't like takeaway. But we I had the lamb
shit, mate. You reheated it. Don't be a fuckwit.
No, I put it in the oven. Reheating's microwave. I put it in the oven. I cooked it. But we had Labneh with it, and Labneh it was what's making that? Me. It's like a cheese curd thing. Like, it's cheese. I don't know how to describe it. You can actually make it with one of those cloth things. And when Bree and I went to Dubai a few years ago, every breakfast I would have Labneh. Anyway, I had it last night, and all of a sudden I started just coughing constantly. And it was just because it was like very thick. It's just like making me a bit phlegmy. But you straight away go to I've got it. Bree's like, I'm just coughing. She's like, are you okay? But then I felt like I was getting sympathy. So I felt like I coughed probably two more times than what I needed.
Well, and then the thing is, you're worried about, you were thinking that you had coronavirus. Is that what you think?
Well, it's just like, it's just that thing, because you read and you watch and you find out all about the symptoms, and then it's very easy to be like, oh, am I struggling to breathe? Actually, I've got to get back to Jordan Michaelides's text, but he said to me, he texted me after yesterday's show about the heartbeat stomach thing.
Yeah.
What'd he say? Says I've got anxiety.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Do you think you're anxious at the moment?
Oh, yeah. No, well, I think I'm in some way, like, I think that I'm absolutely loving it, but then I think that I'm affected, obviously, like everyone is, by the people around us. So making sure people, like, I think that everyone else, like, thinking about everyone else, I think I do a bunch of that. And so that's where I get the anxiety, is more thinking about like, oh, how's blah, blah doing, or what are they like, or even how someone's responding to stuff, and also not being able to control how people respond or react.
Yeah, there's so much out of our control. But then there's a bunch in our control, like whether we want to dance for an hour straight to Taylor
Well,
Swift.
I did say to Bree, I'm like, I'm thinking of doing this as a little daily thing.
Don't go daily, mate. You don't need it. We're just about to go twice a day, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. I mean, just
and
for consistency.
Just keeping weekend consistency. Well, no, I just thought it's, I mean, an hour, but it was actually really easy for, like, I found it super easy.
Yeah.
So there, I think it's, like, I wonder how many, I wasn't wearing my Apple Watch.
Yeah, I should have. That's annoying for you. You didn't have your phone on you either. So you can't get your step count.
Or
I'd definitely
even just
do it again.
Heart rate.
You would have done well, though. I mean, the amount that you were sweating, your heart would have been pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy. Sweating. I could definitely do that. I think, I mean, the problem was I was actually worried about all my books and just like, am I going to just destroy them from sweat?
No, no, it's not. It's not getting humid. That's a, it's not going to be like a steam room in there.
No, it's affecting the whole atmosphere of my office, I reckon.
Did you crack a window?
No, it was hot outside, so I had the aircon going.
Oh, true. But then that should have helped. Or you just, your sweat was so excessive that it overrode the air conditioner.
Well, put it this way, I had to clean my keyboard after it.
Did you? What do you mean? Because there's a sweat.
Holding it up, though. That's different.
What was that, Sam?
You were holding up. You were just like, you had it like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an animal.
Dripping all over it.
Absolutely. Sevs, can we get you to bring a few more ISO hacks? Now it's very, like it's, it can be specific to being in isolation. I like it. It's quite niche and simple.
Yeah, great. Okay. So, I mean, I guess like subscriptions are something that people are probably pretty hard on, like signing up for Netflix and all that sort of stuff. Or, yeah, well, but okay. So if you don't want to spend the money for them, there's this website called temp-mail.org where it gives you a temporary email. So you can use that to sign up for a trial for anything you want where you don't want to enter an actual email in. So
it's good.
You don't have to sign up and make new Gmail accounts or whatever. You can just go to temp-mail.org and get a temporary email address that you can access.
And so I'm just on that site now. Has someone created this? Like, as in, they're creating.
It's been around for a while. This idea has been around for a long time. It's especially if you don't want to.
If you want to sign up for, like, if someone's giving you, like, sign up to my mailing list to get this, and you don't want to give them your email, you just grab a temporary email address.
Yeah. But it's been used before all those streaming services. It used to be just used for if you were signing up to, I guess it's the same thing, signing up to something. You don't want to get all their spam newsletters and shit.
But then I'm trying to work out, is it an actual email address?
Yeah.
So you can go to the inbox, right, Sev? So it gives you a, like you basically copy and paste that, it generates an email and then it's sort of a public inbox. So you got to be careful because anyone could access it.
Yeah, don't put payment information in there. Like, yeah.
So you can go premium on it. It gives you a bunch of other stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so
Yeah, go on, Sev, sorry.
I haven't used it for like subscriptions and stuff. I've just used it for places that I want to enter my actual email in. So if I want to download something, then I'll just enter that email address instead of, you know, entering my actual one.
Can you take it one step further and create like a, say if we've got hi@thedailytalkshow.com, you could create a add-on that has like a, something in front of it that's like.
Yeah, you can already do that. That's in my digital minimalism video that I made on YouTube, remember?
Mate, that was 4 years ago.
Two and a half years ago, thank you.
And then you can just send it to its own inbox. Is that right?
Yeah. So if you put a plus, so your Gmail address or whatever, if you're using Gmail or G Suite, you can do whatever your email is and then put a plus and then whatever you want. So whatever Mason+Netflix@thedailytalkshow.com. And that you can enter that email and then you could set it up so you can send it into specific inboxes or whatever.
Love it.
Any other tips?
Setting that up for you. Any other tips? Nah, I can't think of any.
Okay, all right. TJ, you can do anything with the Adventure Club?
Maybe. I mean, it is a small adventure out to my backyard to light a fire. Does that count? And then we'd live stream it.
Camping
in the backyard. That's an adventure, mate.
Do you have a tent?
And we have a camp. I've got a tent. It just pops up, so you don't need to sort of like hit it down into the ground. Like if it was windy, you're in there, it's going to be fine because you've got your weight in there. But we could definitely just put it on, and I've got a mattress as well that we could just whack it in to the tent. So maybe Bodhi and I could do a camping adventure during one weeknight. Oh, the thing is, he might just get a bit scared and go inside. Mm. But then I have to stay out there. That should be the rule. I am inspired by the guy who's got a YouTube channel that just camps in like urban places, goes into weird spots and camped in the back of his van at a airport, called it urban camping, overnight urban camping mission. So I'm going to do my own. Does that suffice to be a part of the adventure club?
It's good. I just like the idea of us all upping our game. Mm. Sevs.
I've actually got another one, but I'm going to send it out tonight.
Oh, great.
That's great. What are you doing with your text message? Because you've just cancelled our the Daily Talk Show phone number. That was a nightmare.
Yep, that was so annoying. I reckon I'm just going to go personal. I'm just going to use my phone number.
And so because I said, hey, Sevs, can you email all the VIP Gronks and just let them know that we're live streaming right now?
Yep.
How'd you go?
Yeah, not great. I need to bring everyone's phone number into my contacts. Okay. And so I just need to export it out as a CSV and then bring it into Google Contacts or whatever.
Josh, we've got someone on YouTube, Lyndon, has asked, can we get a book club update?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, book club update. So initially, I know I was saying two meetings a month, and we had the first one. Yep. But to be honest, I'm over it. Like, the book's good, but I think everyone's just over it right now.
Are they?
Yeah. And so I think what we could do instead is just start the new book. Because we're only a few days off April.
Yeah, we're getting close, mate. And so can you be honest, have you read anything since we've been in isolation or no?
Mate, I've been setting up, you don't realize how long it takes to set
no,
up.
No, that's not the question. I appreciate you ditch the book. This is more important, but it's just I'm just asking you a question.
Yeah, no, I haven't read yet. I would love to, though. Geez, nothing would make me happier to have the time like you have at the moment to be able to just read books.
Why is it always have? Why do you have to? You get so defensive, mate.
I'm joking. I know.
Slightly serious, though. There's a slight bit of seriousness.
50-50. No. I'm fucking around all the time. I got heaps of time. I don't have a kid. I've got no responsibilities. I literally have to just make sure the pie's warm. And I fucked that up last night.
Did you? Did you eat it cold?
Nah, it was warm. It just wasn't hot. I just feel like with a pie, you want to sort of burn the roof of your mouth.
I just thought you could, I mean, you may need to have some social lubricant to even go to a house party online. Yeah. That might be what you require.
Just some lube. Maybe. I take it literally. No. I just bring lube. Just like, here for the house party, guys. Got my lube. I mean, what do we do now?
Glenn says, JJ, you barely understand how regular house parties work.
It's very true. I'm sure I'd fuck it up. Leon Sherman, yeah. Jason Fox, me, and a bottle of lube. What could go wrong? Sounds perfect.
It's very funny.
Yeah, your one word was quality, yeah?
Yeah, so quality lube. It was funny. I was FaceTiming George earlier today. He just finished the edit. If you go to our Instagram, just the Daily Talk Show, that's what our username is on Instagram. George has done an epic edit to announce the fact that we are going twice a day, Monday to Friday. But anyway, when I
stellar job,
it was so epic. Good. But when I was FaceTiming, he basically said, "Oh, mate, I've got to go now. I've just got to go home, but I'll chat to you later." And as he did that, he had hand sanitizer and he was just squirting it in his hand. I'm like, "What are you doing, George? Are you really going home?" It was just he was actually going home. His stepsister just had a baby, so congratulations to George's stepsister.
What a time to have a child, like in this. I hope that, like, I remember the experience of being at the hospital. Mm-hmm. It was lovely, but there was no coronavirus at the time, so didn't feel. I wonder if there is a feeling in the hospitals at the moment that there is just this other thing going on.
Mm. Sebs, do you have any admin? Anything you want to bring up?
No, I mean Shannon just wrote Sebs biting his tongue hard, so you must have said something, Josh. Also, Lyndon says. You must have been laughing to something.
Why was it me?
Well, I mean, something about the book potentially.
Can I just say, that we had to work all of the technical stuff because yesterday, every time I cut to Sev's, we would all be able to see it. And so Sev's thought that if I cut to him, because I was sort of trying to see whether he was going to laugh or not.
You were preempting a laugh.
Yeah.
And so I pushed back hard on that. And
did
so
you?
I was dialing down my reaction because I knew when he would switch over. So.
What sort of asshole do we have working with us? Like just be supportive, laugh, let it out. Don't hold back if you find me funny, okay?
Okay.
So good.
You. All right, it's a daily talk show. Yes, we are doing it twice a day, Monday to Friday, and then our normal shows on Saturday and Sunday. If you go to thedailytalkshow.com/live, we've put a schedule there, including the live stream embed, so it's nice and easy for you to find. The other thing that I really love watching live streams is if you've got a smart TV or you have Apple TV or any of those types of things, you can watch YouTube on there, and that includes all the live stuff. So you can watch us on your big screen, get comfy, you know, have some popcorn.
Great work on the website on the live page, boys.
Are you happy with it? So we've committed to 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Yeah, is that still good for you, Tej? Yeah.
Good times. Can you believe it's nearly April? Where the fuck is this year gone?
Mm.
Absolutely wild.
I wonder what's going to happen with Easter. Like if we're going to...
it's cancelled.
I saw a guy with like a 12-pack of toilet paper and a bunch of Easter eggs. I'm like, that guy's got some big plans.
He's got some great plans. Mm. Two great things, Easter eggs and toilet paper at the moment. No, it's a different year. I mean, the rest of the year, let's cancel it. It's cancelled, right? Definitely.
Yeah, I'm happy to cancel it. Time zone. So, Sev's... Just quickly, where did we land with the time zone? When are we moving the clock in Melbourne?
It was the first Sunday of April, which is, I think, the 5th.
Okay. What's that going to do to the WA time? What's that going to do to Netflix?
I think it becomes 4 hours then, potentially, instead of 3 between us.
Is that true?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, that's what I always thought Perth was 4 hours behind, but it's 3 at the moment. So maybe... I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Are you finding it hard?
Friday drinks, people will be drinking at 11 a.m. or something. 12 a.m.? 12.
Are you getting used to staying up later, Seb? So I feel like you normally are going to bed at 9.
10, yeah, 9, 10. Yeah, I mean, the other night it was like 2 o'clock.
Is it true that you had a nap during the day?
Yeah, no, yesterday, because I was on the grass outside with Mum and Jamesy, and I fell asleep on the grass.
It's all a bit much.
Screen on, thank you.
What was that, TJ?
No, it was okay because I was in the shade.
Oh, good boy. Good boy. Awesome. No, it was Saturday, Josh. Let the kid nap.
No, I love it. I want to see Sev's napping. It's great. It reminds me of that, like, you know, just being a teen. Getting on the phone, doing late night calls, and then just being an absolute asshole the next day when you're tired as fuck, you know? Were you giving your family a bit of shit?
No, it was okay. I was great. Grace says it's 2 hours, so that's even better.
Oh, that's perfect. I thought that was the case.
Amazing.
All right, that's the talk show. Thanks so much. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Definitely go to Instagram and check out that video. Thank you to Dodge for all the work he did in finding all those great bits. Also, thank you to the Gronks who submitted videos. I know, Sevs, you were spewing because Emma didn't make the cut. Did anyone else not make the cut? It wasn't based on quality. It was just based on George just picking random bits. But also, yeah. I got a message from Gemma. She wasn't happy. Really? She wasn't included enough.
This is what we have to deal with.
And
we
so I just said I think George doesn't like her.
the great thing is though, if you send stuff through, we use them like in other videos.
Yeah.
So like exactly. There's stuff in there that's, you know, from like how I wanted to do a count. Can we get a full list in appearance of who was in that video? There's a few that I don't know because they're just they're at our EP 500, mm-hmm. so we would have to sort of source those names. But there'd have to be 100 people in that video.
Well, yeah, definitely. We can definitely do that. The other good thing is that we will be able to, through this stream, so say during this week, are you going to say this week for a Sunday or should I say next week?
Monday is the start of the week.
So next week?
Yeah, next
tomorrow.
Week. So you can say tomorrow. It's so
starting
close.
Starting tomorrow, we're going to have guests on most days on one of the two shows. And we've got someone from New York who's going to be joining us who's got a bunch of video content that they've filmed as well throughout all of this stuff. So it'll be great to integrate that. You'll be able to actually see that and hear that live in the show, which will be fun.
Pumped.
Great. Awesome. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.